Staying the course in Iraq is the best way to defeat anti-American terrorists, according to Republican congressional candidate Nick Reed. He says we need to get out eventually, but must first establish an Iraqi government.
But I do not believe that we can have a cut-and-run strategy. I believe that now that we are there, and we are, and we have committed our troops, we need to get that job done as soon as possible and make sure that the Iraqi people have the assurance that we are going to have their back should the insurgents try to take over again.
In a debate broadcast on Wisconsin public radio station KUWS last Friday, Green Party candidate Mike Miles said he believes the U.S. has no plans to withdraw.
Excuse me, Nick, I'm sorry. For you to say that there was a full withdrawal from the first Gulf War shows that you don't have a clue what's going on in Iraq. I'm sorry. There's no way to understand the war in Iraq unless you see it as being one continuous war from 91 to where we are now.
Reed says the Iraqi strategy is working since the U.S. hasn't been attacked by terrorists since 9/11. But incumbent Democratic Congressman Dave Obey says Iraq has nothing to do with 9/11.
Instead of tossing slogans around, like cut and run or stay the course or any of this other political nonsense, what we need to do is to try to understand the territory, understand the forces at work, recognize reality.
Obey says only by setting a deadline for withdrawal will the Iraqi people move to establish their own government. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.